Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, everybody. How you doing? Mike O'Mara on a beautiful, beautiful Tuesday. I'd like to send this one out to a lovely lady I happen to share a house with. Share a house with? Share a marital bed with? Share a life with? Share a son with? Like to send this one out to the beast, Carla Marie O'Mara.
Is her middle name really Marie?
Yeah, but I don't want to. Now I'm going to get in trouble.
I thought it was Beast.
I thought it was too.
Beast. She is the Beast. Yes, it is Rob. Well, I always forget you started as a fan, and I need you to react like Serta.
Is her real name Marie? Can I post it?
Anyway.
Well, we'll put a stop to that.
Here's the problem. When I said it, I realized I shouldn't have said it, and then you immediately spotlighted it.
What's wrong with middle names?
You know, nothing. I've got the worst in town. Okay. You'd never mention
it. He hates his.
Ah. What is it?
I won't say his. It's W.
It's Wadhams.
Oh, Wadhams.
Wadhams. Like Adams with a W. It's a family name.
Sounds like a fat soup.
You understand how I know she's probably going to bust me out on it now. And I don't think she cares. I don't think she cares.
Well, you know what? Throw me under the bus. She hates me already.
I've got
no, she doesn't hate you.
She does. She thinks I'm a dork.
She hates you as much as your wife hates me. Okay?
No, right? It can't possibly be that bad.
Yes. His wife hates all of us.
No, Carrie doesn't hate you. She hates the show.
Oh.
Why does Carrie hate the show?
I don't know. I think it's because she's tired of me.
I think she's jealous.
No, I don't think it's that. I think that after 20 years, she's heard enough of me. And she doesn't need me amplified and put on tape and put on the internet.
Can I ask this? Because I have no, at this stage of my career, I don't have the petty jealousies that engulfed me in the old days. I have to ask you, the Robin Joe Show, which she seems to love.
Loves that.
Adores.
Why does she love that show and hate our show?
Because it's got a Rob on it that isn't me.
Yeah. Is that what it is?
I think so. And also, you know what?
Are we going to bring those boys back in anytime soon? I'd like to have them on.
I'll call them today. I'd love to have them on.
I'd love to have them on. They're always fun.
I think that when we've gone to some of their live events, their murder mysteries, and we've seen Rob do stand-up.
That's it. They pay attention to her.
That's it. They fuss over her.
Yeah.
That's it. Yeah. That's it.
They make
we
a
don't
fuss.
Care.
No. I tried to for a long time. It doesn't work.
Should we book Carrie on the show?
Yes! No! No!
Yes!
Absolutely not. No.
Yes.
Think
no.
She's
Oscar,
got a great laugh.
I think it's time.
I haven't heard it in years. I remember it.
Laughing at us.
Yeah.
I want to know what I can do to make her feel better about our show.
I'll ask her.
I think we do enough, but I'd love to hear you ask.
Yeah. Now, when you say that, what do you mean by that?
Well,
that
this show pays the bills.
Yes, it affords her the lifestyle for which she's become accustomed.
Yeah, and wouldn't we all like it to be a slightly better lifestyle?
Yeah, but look, they found like an equilibrium where Rob...
What?
An equilibrium.
Let him go. It's very close.
Where Rob
it's
works...
It's equilibrium.
It's equilibrium, right?
No, it's not ick. It's
ick. Damn it!
Like, think equal.
So it would be equal, like equal to an equilibrium.
An equilibrium.
If you say,
that's,
I mean,
that
it, would,
really
it would stand out,
out
if you
of
said,
my mouth.
If you said equilibrium, if you said equilibrium, it would be.
Is it equestrian or equestrian?
Oh, you know what? Hold on. I can do this.
Hey, my tea tastes horrible. Can someone go get me a packet of equal?
You know what? I have equal. I'm so glad you reminded me of this because
please.
I have the greatest, I'm actually going to see.
Do you use this with your son?
What is it? It's an application on his smartphone?
I don't know what he's looking for.
Looks like he's
looking. I recorded my son over the break.
Oh, his diction.
Oh, okay.
Yes. That's very sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Look.
Oh, I forgot. I can't put it in the fuzz. It's got that
in the fuzz. Oh, you need a little attachment.
Yes.
I need an attachment.
Mike, it's an attachment for everything. The Apple company, I rue the day they took the headphone jack out.
You know what? The headphone jack coming out is crap, but let me just see. Yeah. I'll play it
for
you.
Do it through the phone.
My son's favorite word, I had him repeat it 150 times. So.
Turn it up on your phone.
That's great. I have. Hold on. Let me. All right, hold on. This is his favorite word.
Fly flying around.
Stop it.
By the way, the iPhone 7 is the biggest piece of shit that
it's
I've ever...
the worst.
With more hype behind it. I don't know what they did. Did they get too smart? Did they try to do too much when they really did? Yeah, it's always me.
I had a problem too.
All right. Holy God damn it.
And now, little Michael with his favorite word.
Oh.
And he goes down at the end there.
So he's trying to say ridiculous.
Great speaker, and easy to find. Really easy to find in this magnificent piece of technology. Smooth with no holes in it, dicks.
And how do they keep the cost down?
I hate this device.
Ridiculous.
I hate this device for Bluetooth, for all the things that it. And I hate this device for telling me 500 times a day that there are networks that I can join. If I want to join a network, I'm going to join a network, and I'm going to go into the attachment, and I'm going to join the network. I don't need to be reminded and have you slow me down. This device slows me down more than it speeds me up. Be honest with you.
It's a smartphone.
All the other technology, I'm all for it.
Yes.
Especially this incredible laptop computer, which is the single best piece of equipment I have ever
owned.
Rock
solid.
Yes.
In my lifetime, I have had it. I don't have any idea how many years I've had it, but I love it.
Three.
It improves my life. Here's the problem. You don't need to get a phone every half hour. You don't really.
No.
Well, that phone is ridiculous.
It's ridiculous.
That's the sweetest sound I've heard in some time.
I love it.
Because he's so excited to talk about it, right?
Yeah.
Oh, he's a good kid.
How did he discover that word?
Hold on. Let's see if I've got this.
He was at the Genius Bar.
And then he looked for the volume button. Oh, there we go.
I'm sorry. The audio is not acceptable coming through the crap speaker on the iPhone.
You know
I can't
what?
Do it. So and incidentally, so if one wants to play something on one's radio show without the wireless capability, what does one do?
Inside the box of your iPhone, there is an attachment.
Inside the box of my
iPhone? You got your iPhone, a little adapter. Yeah, a little adapter to make it a headphone jack.
What, you mean like a physical adapter?
Yeah, a physical adapter.
It comes out of the charging port and becomes
a headphone jack.
So where's your box?
Yeah, where is your box?
What, the box that the phone came in?
Yes, the packaging.
Like 14 years ago? I don't know.
How did you get an iPhone 7 14 years ago?
Oh, shut up. I swear to God.
We should send him a dongle.
Yes.
I don't know. Yes. No, I don't want another dongle. For God's sakes, don't send me another dongle.
If you put that dongle in the charging port, then it also doubles as a convenient handle.
So he says ridiculous.
That's
what
he
says.
How did he come up with the word ridiculous to begin with? Oscar wanted to know.
Yes.
His vocabulary is where he is right now as he approaches four is, he's four in a week. He's going to be July 19th. He's going to be 4 years old. And he approaches the English language differently, but it's not big vocabulary words. It's phrasing. The other day he said, I'm on it, Dad.
And really?
That's awesome.
I laughed for the whole afternoon.
That is awesome.
He said, I'm on it, Dad. I said, funny. Mike, I'm going to need you to clean that up. I'm on it, Dad.
You see?
Little stuff like that.
Lay off, old man.
What's great
when he says you that.
When you have a 14-year-old that says he's on it and then he doesn't do it, it pisses you off. But at three, it's cute.
Yeah, but you're a young man. You sent me that picture of Robert III, and he is a good-looking youngster.
He has blossomed.
And he's doing well. What is the deal with the pink hair?
Well,
hold on a sec.
Ashley is showing off how loud her speaker is.
Ashley is Snapchatting and then making it all about her.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Do you have audio you'd like to play of your children? Maybe, can we move on?
What's the story with the pink hair?
The pink hair is Julia is right now purple haired. And so she has a complement of hair dye at the ready at all times. And I think she talked Robert into thinking the pink hair would be cool. And tricked him into it because he was coming off. He had had.
Do you think it's the genetic DFA code that they all have?
DFA?
Desperate for attention.
That is in the helix.
I think that he was talked into it. He had a bitchin' skater boy haircut at the end of his eighth grade year that he actually made his hair silver and then it faded into blonde.
Whoa.
I think, he's how old now?
14.
I really think, this is just a prediction, you can tell me whether I'm right or wrong, and I really do believe this. I think in about a year or two, he is going to, you're going to be getting calls at the Spiewak household. I swear to God, yeah. This is what I think. It's like, hi, this is Heather. Is Robert there? I just think he's got a look about him and he's got an innocence about him that I think he is going to be the lady magnet at high school.
But here's the thing. We won't get the calls because he has a smartphone. He'll get the calls. We won't know about it.
It's right now the traditional ring ring.
Exactly.
Where, you know,
hello?
Where Beaver's father answers.
This is Howard Cunningham.
No. Hugh Beaumont picks up the phone.
Planned Parenthood still calls the house.
Okay. They call the landline? That's good.
Planned Parenthood. That's terrible. No. I'm not going there.
Well, really. Yeah, no. Thank you, Mike, for having the class.
Valentine's Day cards?
Yeah. I don't know.
I think there's,
my son
I think
is not going to be
Julia,
having unprotected sex.
I think Julia and Robert have a look that is so unique and so they look good. They're good looking kids. They're kids that you want to be pals with. And I think that they, I'm happy for Robert, and but I don't like the pink hair. I don't think that's.
Well, I think he was sort of
a good looking kid.
No.
Oh.
Rob from the age of like four.
Mike.
Do you want to get a running start on this one, Mike?
How dare you?
Hey, open the window. I see the bus coming.
Let's find an equilibrium.
Here it comes.
Rob doesn't know this, but I have tremendous love for Rob Spiewak and his family.
Oh, this
so
is going to stink.
No, I watch all, I look at all the posts. I do. I look at all the posts. But Rob, from the age of five through maybe right before he started working with us, looked exactly like, look up Mel Torme right now. Look up Mel Torme. Right. Look up Mel Torme. He was a jazz singer and a skilled scat artist. He did a fantastic job. He was one of these guys. If you're asking what scat,
oh
it's not
God.
That nasty thing. Yeah. It's like skibbity bop a doop a doop a doop a doop. Rob, well, we have the show cover page for today, I believe. Mel Torme, ladies and gentlemen. Let's listen to young Rob Spiewak singing.
I'm coming home, baby, now.
Yes, there he is.
I'm coming home now.
And I've said Rob looks like a young Mel Torme.
Yeah. Actually, the actual answer is I was a good-looking baby for about 8 weeks. And I've been ugly ever since.
No. Like, you probably know. Like, you're like, oh, man, like, I peaked at 15 or like.
You saw me
like
peak. I lost weight, 3 years ago? That was it.
That was the hottest you ever were?
The hottest I ever looked was the first State Theater show.
That's really, I can say, I've been with him for almost a quarter of a century. I will tell you that I think that was his peak.
Yeah.
He can get there again. I can get there again. I know you were betting on me, keeping the weight off in Maine. Who had not? Anyway.
But for those people who spent that 3.5 hours with us at that State Theater show,
yes.
Know those 3.5 hours, that 210 minutes were the best looking I ever was.
Yeah. Well, you can always get back there. You know, you're a guy that I think that if you're, as you age, you can be like your old man, where your old man,
No, but he was good looking all along.
He's good looking.
Yeah.
Guy.
Yeah. I don't have that advantage.
Robert III has your old man's like length. He's
easy.
He's tall. He's, I didn't mean it that way.
Oh, good.
He's tall and he's a good looking.
Yeah.
Kid.
Yeah,
I think
maybe it's
and Julia's a good looking.
Maybe it's like baldness. Maybe it skips a generation.
Start the show. Hey, you got the button too.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Have they started the audition yet?
I don't know. I've actually never done one of these before.
Are you SAG?
What? I'm part Cherokee.
Well, it's not porn, just so you know.
Yeah, come on. Ruth Wilder. Looks like you.
Yeah, it's a headshot.
Oh, Strindberg. Who the f*** is that?
Oh, it's a
I'm kidding.
Playwright.
I know who Strindberg is. I'm not an idiot. So what are you, like a real actor?
Yeah. Done a bunch of plays in Omaha at a little spot called the Blue Barn Theater. I did a film a few years back. I've also done extensive mask work and clowning workshops. How much acting will there be on this show?
As opposed to what?
Hair pulling.
You don't like wrestling?
Well, I don't really know wrestling.
You don't think wrestling is acting?
It's not, is it? It's It's more like a sport with costumes. Or, sorry, are you hiring actors to play wrestlers, or are we the wrestlers?
Yes.
Which one?
Do people think you're pretty? Because, like, I'm looking at you, one second I think, yeah, she's hot. And then the next second I'm like, I don't know, is she really? I mean, just have one of those faces, it kind of changes. Like, hey, I don't know.
What the hell does that mean?
It means I don't know. Ruth. Ruth.
Ruth.
That is not a great name.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
We are live from the Pfeiffer Studios in our nation's capital. This is the Mike O'Mara Show, a worldwide podcast and radio show with loyal listeners who get it. And if you're here, you're in the... We're on the air on demand, heard 24/7 on the new TMOS app. Update it now and get our show all day, every day. We have a great app. You'll find that out tomorrow because you can actually can call us from the app as well. And you can reach us at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. The Mike O'Mara Show on now. And we're right up front going to tell you about our TMOS bonus packages, because if you already subscribe to the TMOS bonus show, you're good. You're aces. You're zippity doodah. You're fantastic. We're happy with you. I'm not talking to you, any of you bonus show subscribers. I'm talking to the slackers out there. Mm. I'm talking to the people that just don't care. That take. You know who you are, and you don't subscribe to the bonus show. Did you know that the bonus show makes TMOS possible? And I'm pointing at you with my drumstick here that I found up here in Maine. I found a drumstick, and I'm using it for the purpose of pointing at you.
People should know it's a proper drumstick, not like from a chicken or a turkey.
No, this is a Zildjian drumstick.
Not my top flavor. Of the line.
I'm a Vic Firth guy myself, made in the great state of Maine, but this happens to be one that they had in Ellsworth, I guess. I don't know. If you like the regular show and you take, and you don't take the bonus show, you're jeopardizing our world here. Yes. The future of our show depends on bonus show subscriptions. Besides, you don't know what you're missing. No censorship to slow us down. No commercials.
Today's video brought to you in 3D. Ooh.
Welcome to the House of Wax. Welcome to the House of Wax. I'm playing with the camera right now. Go to MikeO'MaraShow.com, click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all our bonus content, and you'll be helping TMOS to continue for many years to come. And we really would appreciate it if you would purchase the bonus show today.
Do it.
Many years.
Today. Get her done. It's that anyway. Welcome to the show. I referenced the song with Mrs. O'Mara when I was playing the lovely Four Tops song before, talking about, hey, she's the beast. But I didn't get a chance to finish my thought on that when I was saying, this is Mrs. O'Mara.
She worked out a lot or something.
No, well, she works out a lot, but I'll tell you, it's I think showing benefits right now, because last night I want to thank Mrs. O'Mara for personally lifting an air conditioner into the window for yours truly, the feed.
Oh, my God.
Didn't your mom do
yeah,
that
there was
for
a
father?
There was yes. a, yeah, there, she God, got in trouble, memory. Right?
Yes. Yeah, oh, it's a sad, sad story that when my dad was like me, on a cane, infirmed, my mom brought it all the way upstairs, and he followed it upstairs and said, what are you doing? And she got all completely freaked out, and she dropped it out the window, and it smashed into a million pieces, and they never replaced it. But Mrs. O'Mara...
And then didn't you have to call in a neighbor guy?
Yeah.
Was there a helper guy?
No, it was over.
The
air conditioner was gone.
The issue was over.
Close it.
But it is, the humidity, not necessarily the heat, but the humidity has reached the Pine Tree State. And I am just here to tell you that this area where I broadcast from in my little, cabin in the woods is the warmest room in the house. And so, a couple of years ago, we popped down to the local Home Depot and picked up an air conditioner. And,
sure.
And she popped it into the window last night. And I just want to say, she handed it, she hefted it from out on the porch where it was. We have this little landing here at the house at Piney Knot. And she lifted it up, and she brought it in there all by herself. She said, I said, let me help you with that. No, I can do it. And she looked at me with eyes that said,
let
I don't
me
know
help
what they
you
said.
With it.
I said, let me help you with it. And she said, no, it's light. And she looked at me like, why did you need help with this? And she brought
air
it
conditioners are not light.
This one is tiny, so it's okay. It's actually, but it's here and it's installed. And
I bring you some air conditioning.
I bring you something, and I'm just very thrilled that she was able to do that.
Does she know the story about your father and your mother?
Oh, everybody knows okay. that story. I'll tell it really briefly.
Please.
Okay, this is for my folks who are hopefully dining together up in heaven right now. But I will tell you that when my dad first got sick, and my father was sick for about 14 years, believe it or not.
Wow, was it that long?
Because
you're going on five.
You're such an ass.
That was terrific.
That is so cruel.
You know what? I don't hand him props a lot, but that was really great.
That's right. I'm in my fifth year now.
Hooray!
You know, I could laugh and say that was a great line, but that's really going to be in my head now for the rest of the day.
Mike, you're going to feel better in about a week and a half, and it's going to be funny as hell.
I have to get more air conditioning. Oh, yes. Come to me. My ear.
You were
cold, just like a morgue.
So it's hot down in Connecticut and where my childhood home was. And she decides that in order to keep them cool on the second floor of the home there, that she's going to go out and get an air conditioner.
Sure.
And so my father knows that she's going out. And she said, now, Mary, when you get that thing, call Bob Chappell. And get him to help
that's
you with
right.
it.
Bob
Chappell. I knew there was a guy.
It was like a sweet name, though.
Right, Bob Chappell.
Bob Chappell. And by the way, isn't there a Kevin Costner movie where he's a pitcher for like Detroit or something like
the Natural?
That?
No.
And I know his last name is Chappell. It might be Chappell.
It's like his second baseball movie, isn't it?
Yeah, it's his second baseball
movie. Let me look
it
up.
It's got Kelly Preston in it. It's okay. A great baseball. I love baseball movies. So she said, call Bob Chappell. My mom gets the air conditioner. They put it in the car for her. And then, because this is the way my mom used to roll, she decides that I don't know how a woman of her size did this, but she was going to heft this thing.
Greatest generation.
All the way up. And my dad is somewhere else in the house. We did not have a big house. We have a small, what's called New England cape. If anybody's ever seen like a New
that's
England cape
that's the one
cape
you're
farmhouse,
wearing today, isn't it? Mm-hmm.
No, it's like the style of house. They're tiny houses. There's nowhere to hide in these houses. Okay?
Mike, it's for the love of the game. It came out in 1999, and he did play Billy Chappell.
Billy Chappell. Yeah. So she's taking this thing upstairs, and she's taking the thing upstairs. And you're hearing probably, gush, gush, as she's getting it step after step.
Sure.
My father's nowhere to be found. I don't know where my dad is. He's tinkering somewhere, but my dad's not well. And so he's got, I think he's got at this point oxygen.
Yeah.
And he's not doing it. So she finally makes it up to the stairs. And all my dad cared about was my mom, the way she tells the story. And I think she tells the story favoring my dad because she loved my father.
That's
so
the way
much,
she would
I think
do
she,
it. Yeah.
She would tell this story. I don't think it went down because my dad is me. And I think that my dad probably reacted a certain way. She gets it up. She is absolutely the hardest thing to do with an air conditioner is to position it in the window.
Oh, yeah.
That's a 2-3 man job at times.
Absolutely.
If you've got even and the old ones were much heavier.
Huge.
And so she gets it in the window and she's positioning it. This is the most delicate time. My father has inched his way up the stairs with his oxygen. And
so neither one of them are going to win a land speed race at this point.
No. Well, my mom's fine. My mom,
but she's carrying an air conditioner. That's what's slowing her down.
Well, she's got it in the window. He comes into the bedroom, and he has the same baritone that I do.
Right.
His was even deeper. So his voice would have been something like, Mary, what are you doing? And she her hands go up in the air because he startles her. He startles her, and she drops it.
Oh,
she drops
no.
it. It falls. What's funny when my family tells a story, it becomes 15 stories.
Right.
No, it's the second floor of a New England cape.
And that's the enough to damage the machine, though, right?
Plenty to damage. The machine's done.
Yeah.
But you could, in a fire, I'm pretty sure you might break a leg, but you'll probably twist an ankle jumping out of that window.
Yeah.
But anyway, so she basically dumps it out the window, and the thing just goes crashing to the ground, and unfortunately, it was destroyed. And apparently, the way the story goes, well, what happened after that? And my mom said, we never speak of it again. they never got an air conditioner. My New England house that I grew up with had a fan that was built into the attic. A lot of homes in that era,
right? An attic, the 1950s, an attic fan, yeah.
Were built with attic fans.
Yeah, they
were,
whole house they were, fan.
They're completely useless.
Well,
it was the most useless piece of cooling equipment you would
it
ever.
It sucks the heat out. It sucks the heat out, but that doesn't make it any cooler.
It's an exhaust.
It doesn't.
Yes, it's horrible.
Terrible.
Mike, I had a whole house fan. It was actually one of those box fans I put in the skylight have. Like this.
Oh, I remember that. Not one of your best moments.
Last summer, and I got to tell you, it worked, but I was still sweating in my house.
Oh, see, the thing is, I think that living down in Florida, I've learned a lot more about this, and the new modern air conditioning systems, they do about as much with the humidity as they do with cold air.
Oh, and that's huge. Oh, yeah. That's huge.
But the idea of this fan, I remember turning this thing on, and it had a light switch, like, right by, and then it would
go. Oh, so it wasn't even automatic.
Oh, no. This had a big light switch where you would turn this thing on, and you'd hear this. Yeah. You'd hear this. And the only thing it did was succeed, Rob, in getting bats to come into the bedroom.
This we will never speak of.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the bats.
You can buy a whole house, I guess, fan now?
Yeah.
A system?
I think every house now, even in New England.
They should have
probably
them,
not in northern New England, but I think most houses now you put, air.
Did your house ever get, I know you sold the family house, years ago, but did it ever get upgraded to central air?
No, I don't. And I certainly don't know since my mom sold it. I'll be probably doing a drive-by when I go down there because that's a great transition to what I wanted to talk to today.
Okay.
I've got the big 4-0 coming up. I am going to the class of 1977 high school reunion coming up on the weekend of July 22nd. I'll be driving. I'll rent a car. I'm driving down there 5 hours to get down to my hometown, and I'm going to, I'm in New England, so I'm going to go down there and check it out. By the way, I checked into, because I didn't like the idea of the 5-hour drive to and from 10 hours of driving on a weekend, so I checked into flights, and in order to get from where I am in Maine to Hartford, Connecticut, you can get there, but you have to fly through Sicily. So unfortunately, that's the way that goes.
Hey, you know what though, Mike? That's a nice stopover.
Yeah, very nice. So great food. Great food. Have a little squid.
A little gravy.
A little calamari. Should be fun. We'll take a break. Come back with more fun and more thrills. I want to talk about the Home Run Derby.
Cool.
See if anybody watched that last night. Because it was missing a key ingredient. We'll be right back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
From American Public Media.
Yes, things are moving along at the Mike O'Mara Show app. Here's the latest news. Everybody's busy since the new update. Rob and Joe are baking their delicious homemade comedy biscuits. Oscar and Todd are out back behind the Tesla shucking corn. And talking tech. Rob and Katie just finished whitewashing a fence in front of the Cake and Cookies broadcast shed. Gary Stein just sold a t-shirt, and Tony Perkins at his mercantile store is doing gangbusters. And Marcus Serta is making sweet love to Steve Mermelstein in the Omericast sex dungeon. Yes, it's all well at the app, especially with the new TMOS Live feature. Now you can stream the show live as it happens, and there's a classic TMOS at your fingertips 24/7. Make sure you download or update today. That's the news from the TMOS app, where everyone's phone is just a little bit smarter. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Sleep Number. The good folks at Sleep Number have introduced the most amazing bed ever, the new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed, designed for your best possible sleep. Like all their beds, Sleep Number 360 Smart Beds let you choose your ideal level of firmness and support on each side of the bed. Now with the responsive air technology, it's brand new. This bed senses your every move and automatically adjusts to you, so you sleep with 100% comfort throughout the night. Here's a fact. Most people fall asleep faster if their feet are gently warmed. How'd you like to have that in a bed? The Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed can pre-warm each side of the bed so it's just right for both of you. Does your bed do that? I think not. Plus, Sleep Number beds cost about the same as traditional mattress and last twice as long. And 91% of Sleep Number owners recommend it to others. I recommend it to me, Sleep Number. No, I'm not. I'm sorry.
You've got two, Mike.
You do.
I love the product. Yes, why not a third?
Why not?
My Sleep Number setting is an 85. Carlos is a 65. Last night, my Sleep IQ score was 95, and I feel great. Time to meet the bed that could only come from Sleep Number, the 360 Smart Bed. Just the idea of some a bed warming my feet.
It's wonderful, isn't it?
It's phenomenal.
I have to have it. I will do anything to get it, and I'm going to buy it. That's the only place you'll find it, at Sleep Number. Now's a great time to come in during the lowest prices of the season. You can save $500 to $700 on their most popular 2016 beds. Visit any of the 550 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Call 800-511-0061 or visit sleepnumber.com to find a Sleep Number store near you. And be sure to tell them that Mike O'Mara sent you. And when you see commercials for other beds on TV or anywhere, you hear them on the radio, I scoff at them. Because I am a Sleep Number owner.
Yes, of course. You should
scoff. I'm a Sleep Number owner. I literally go, look at the bed. Look, Carla, look at the beds they're selling on television. Like they're something special. Blah, how silly is that? That's the way I look at that. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. I kind of lost my place.
Can I ask you a question about the reunion?
Yes.
It's your 40th high school reunion, right?
Yeah.
And you'll be going back to Glastonbury. We know that you're in touch with some of your college friends. Yeah. But you very rarely talk about high school. Are you in touch with any of them, especially with the advent of Facebook?
Chad Ram, that rat bastard.
No, I think he was more elementary.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. He wasn't in my class. Sorry. God damn it, he wasn't in my class. But anyway, Joey.
Did you have a big graduating class?
400.
That's pretty big.
That is big. We got about 150
especially for back
so far.
Then, yeah.
150 coming.
Oh, that's nice. A strong pull for 40 years.
Or as I should say from my main connection, 150 coming. Spectrum Internet Service for all your needs.
Oh, now.
Spectrum. Want to have a horrible company? Uh-huh. It's Spectrum. We've got a one. Spectrum rhymes with rectum.
Coincidence?
Rectum cable. What would the logo
just
look like?
That's not, I hope that's not the rest of my life up here, but that's so
I'd,
far.
I have a gut it won't be, Mike.
Yeah.
I hope so. Yes. I hope so. But the
I
thing
also
is,
have a gut.
Here's what motivated me. I have a gut.
I went to the doctor's yesterday. She says you have to lose 20 pounds.
20 pounds off that?
Really? 192.
Oh, my God.
You're at 192, or that's your target?
No, that's where I am right now.
God, if I had, I will weigh 192 in my casket after 2 years. Yeah.
But I also have to lose the weight because I have to fit in the tuxedo for the wedding.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, that's true.
Yes.
When is the date?
Double down.
Anyway?
October 7th, Mike.
Oh,
a
October,
day
okay.
that will live in infamy.
Okay. Are you going on a honeymoon? I just like to plan.
This is the thing. We've got the live show
right.
a month later, so
right.
it all depends. I will say this, that I got my first present for the wedding already. I think my brother wanted to get ahead of the game. He said, anywhere in the world, we've got it. Isn't that so sweet of him?
Wow.
Paris. Go to Paris on October in Paris.
Have you ever been to Baltimore?
So let me get back to your question.
Yeah.
And then by the way, will you make a note, Rob Spiewak?
Yes.
Make a note. I want to talk to Oscar about the wedding
honeymoon.
And the honeymoon and all that. We already know that it's a family affair.
Don't
we're not going.
Yeah.
It's but here's
people
the
are getting real bitter now that date's getting closer. Todd's like, so you're getting married, huh?
Actually, I'm okay with it.
You're not going to have like a best. Oh, is your brother going to be your best man?
My brother and my brother-in-law are in the wedding party.
Oh, okay. All right. Todd's not coming?
I mean, it's just family.
Todd's your best friend. I know, man. I'm a friend and a coworker. I don't
Michael
expect,
Corleone's not coming. Chad's not coming. Drab's not coming. Rob's not coming.
Drab's not coming. Who's producing the wedding?
You know what? Table my... I'm sorry. We have to get to this right now.
Okay.
This is important.
That's fine. We'll talk
because
reunion
table
later.
Table my... I can talk about my reunion. It's not coming up for a while. So are you conflicted at all? Because I know you're like me when it comes to your radio side of your world and your personal side. There is no one in the world who understands I want to have a small family get together more than a bunch of people that represent kind of the radio world. I get that completely. But I'm hearing a little conflict here.
Initially, remember, there was going to be no wedding. We're going to elope.
Right.
We're going to leave, right?
Yeah.
And then my family got involved.
Sorry
and
about that.
What was that?
I don't know. Send someone up here. Can you send someone up here with a spine that can crawl around and put my cables where they need? This place, I swear to God, I feel like I'm in the clutches of a giant anaconda.
We can send
up here
Rofo if you'd like.
Yeah, send Rofo. That'll be a thrill.
Wouldn't you like to see him crawl?
I'll smell Axe body spray and brie cheese for like a month, and nothing will be done properly. All right, go ahead. So
we were going to a low because it was the most responsible thing.
Simple.
And financially and fiscally, it made sense, right?
Right.
We made the plan. We presented it to everybody. And months ago, everyone was like, yeah, no big deal. Cool. It's awesome. They weren't listening. They just weren't listening. And then in the Keys, not even in the Keys. I want to say like
his ulcer's like coming up through his throat. There,
I just drank this coffee.
There is acid on his microphone.
Well, I thought seriously he was going to have that. Like it was the aneurysm in the stomach of that. And in the Keys,
that was gross. And I apologize.
Yeah.
All right.
And then like
Nexium,
like a month ago, I got to get all fired up.
I know.
A month ago, I'm on the phone with my sister and I'm like, hey, like this is what we're going to do. Just giving you a heads up. Like, gonna happen September, taking care of. And she goes, so you're really not gonna have us there? And I'm like, well, I'm not gonna put you out to make you fly to Yellowstone National Park or Sequoia National Park, wherever it's gonna be, right?
Where are you doing this?
In DuPont Circle.
All right, so you're local.
That
so
national
local.
Park.
Yes.
He couldn't get Yellowstone, so he's doing DuPont Circle.
We wanted to go to Sequoia National Park where the big redwoods are.
Yeah.
To get married?
Just Shannon and I. It was going to cost a total of $6K for everything.
They got a tree you can drive a car through.
Right, including flights.
You behave yourself. I need to get these answers. So you were going to go to like Sequoia National Park and get married there?
Elope. Just Shannon and I.
And now it's DuPont Circle.
That glorious DuPont. Right above the Mad Hatter.
Are you going to do it in the church? Are you going to do a church wedding?
Hey, if you do it at the Mad Hatter, Stephen Douglas McIntyre can really help you out. Yeah. You can have a room upstairs with a buffet.
No, we're doing Shannon's yoga. This is how classy we are, Mike. And you know what? I don't hate it. My family got involved. Guilt trip, like guilted me into the point where I was like, I can't believe you're gonna regret a family not being there. Yada yada. We made a family wedding, changed everything. Now we're getting married in a yoga studio on October 7th. Bottom line,
you know what's amazing is that $6,000 was the cheap option.
Yeah,
that's what a racket weddings are. Big wedding, Mike.
So you now
this
have...
is all the cheap chip in me.
So yes. you have the wedding in the yoga studio. You're going to have a little dinner afterwards?
Yeah, it's going to have lights, wedding, a judge is going to marry us, a family friend.
Lights?
It's going to have everything.
Yeah, lights. You know what? He brought up lights last week when you were gone.
What do you mean lights?
Lighting can change a room, Mike.
It's a yoga studio. I don't think he wants it to be a...
Everyone shut up for a second. I'm trying to get some... Rob, stop interrupting. I'm trying to get some information here. Lighting, you're going to have the whole thing in the yoga studio?
It's going to be lit, Mike. Shannon wants a majestic lighting arrangement.
And you're going to have the wedding and the reception?
Everything
like,
right
with
there.
Food?
Right
catered there?
Catered. They do it already. I mean, I call it a yoga studio, but on the weekends they rent it out for weddings. It's a location for it.
Okay, that's fine. So you've got the fam coming down for this, and the fam really consists of people coming up from Orlando and people coming down from Boston.
Santanas are a total of 8.
Okay, so 8 people. I made a joke the other night. I was talking to my buddy, the Lobsterman, Zach, who went to a wedding over the weekend in Bar Harbor with 100 people, and I was telling him about the fact, well, how many were at your wedding? I said, we had 1, 2, 3, 5.
Yeah.
5 people.
Well, you had a couple big weddings, too.
Yeah. But he was asking about the most recent one. The most recent
one. Okay. The one that counts.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah,
we had a small wedding, a little tiny tiny.
That's
wedding.
What I was hoping for, Mike.
Are you conflicted though when it comes to people like Todd, Chad,
Todd and Todd?
Yes, of course, yeah. Of course. But
but also
in my eyes, it if I just keep it family, it makes everyone happy except for me, and. It's the cheapest option.
And there are layers. There are layers when you're putting together a guest list.
Right.
Family is first, and if you can cap it at 8, and you don't have to include anyone extra.
White Devil family, he's got like 30 people in it.
But if you cap it, if you offend someone, everyone is equally offended.
Yeah.
Who's coming from her side of the family?
Oh, my. There are relatives that I've met maybe for 2 seconds, and they got
to
come.
Well, she's the lady. She wants the lady. She wants to have a large
family
wedding.
I'm okay with it. Every time she says an aunt something, and I'm like, ugh. Whatever you want, Peach. Whatever you want.
What is the fare going to be? Have you picked out the food yet as far as what you're going to serve?
No, but we've come up with a nice racket. It's beef or beef.
Come down for moose soup after.
don't want multiple options because that really takes up the price tag, apparently.
It does.
So if you're
beef
coming,
is good.
It's beef or beef.
Mm-hmm.
Or salad.
Beef is good. Isn't Shannon vegan?
No, she's done with that phase in her life.
Thank God.
Oh, good. That's good.
Yeah, hopefully she'll get into her dual income phase after we get married.
Ashley, were you going to say something? Were you going to have a suggestion or something like that?
I was just disappointed in the fact that she's not vegan anymore and that she's not torturing
herself.
Hey, what lasted longer, the vegan stage or the homemade Windex stage?
I would say the homemade Windex stage. Ew. Also, gentlemen, you should know this, and we briefly covered it while you're on vacation, Mike, that I reached out to the TMOS Nation, and people have written Ponyboy, my consigliere for the wedding, ponyboy@michaelmaraschow.com.
Ponyboy not invited to the wedding.
Because I asked for a photographer, I asked for a caterer, I asked for a lighting expert, I asked for all, and all of them are on their way in. And
lighting.
And I forward everything to Shannon, and Shannon is looking for it.
So people are going to be helping you out
for this
whole thing?
It takes a village, Mike.
How about big, like 20-foot tall, Elvis-style letters that say Santana.
No.
With chasing lights. If you want a majestic lighting design.
We don't even have wedding invitations.
How does Chad feel about not being included? Your lifelong other wife.
This is the way they took it. Drab and Chad were both offended, not because they wanted to come, because they wanted the opportunity to turn me down, they said.
Did you go to Chad's?
No, Chad didn't have a wedding. Remember, he had a... He dresses the piece in his living room.
Okay, so he didn't do it. So he can relate to that a little.
Yeah.
Drab had...
Well, he was my inspiration. I was like, that is the most... That's the smartest wedding I've ever seen.
Didn't Drab have a big wedding?
Yeah.
Drab decided
to
get married.
Went to that one.
Invited, but I graduated the same day.
That's right.
That was over the summer. So you're kind of covered on that front.
Yeah, I'm not...
Right?
The thing about guys is I don't think guys really care, which is cool.
I don't know, to be honest with you, I think let me just put it to you this way. If for example, the way it works with guys works this way. The only reason a guy is going to care is if everybody's coming in and then the guy's not invited.
Dominate.
Then the guy's going to feel that,
I said, there's an equal amount of people taking offense for the same reason.
Dominic.
Where he would be troubled is if he invited family and one friend.
Yeah, I didn't.
Yeah, one friend. Like if you broke the ice and you happen to invite Todd.
Yes.
I don't care.
Danger.
I don't think you care.
But I'm just.
I don't care.
But we're a different layer. What if he invited me but not you? Then that would be bad.
It would be. I'd be more angry if he invited Chad.
But still,
you didn't care.
But that's the radio layer and not the friend layer.
That would play into every insecurity I have.
Right. He's doing afternoon. Yeah. How dare he?
He's made it very clear that it's his first love, but it would still hurt my feelings.
He's only inviting friends and Jeff Shamrock. That's it.
Yes. I'm his May December romance.
Mike, Dominic,
one that I'm already worried about. I want to make sure that I'm invited to the family one this year, and I don't even know if I am yet.
Oh, what do you mean?
The whole thing up here
isn't your nephew getting married?
He's technically
cousin?
Yeah,
cousin,
he's
but cousin. You treat him as a nephew, right?
He's my nephew Ben, the guy that came
great
to our show
guy
in Reno.
Great
the
guy.
You haven't gotten an invite yet?
Well, we got to save the date.
Well, then you're getting an invite, man.
But I still get paranoid about stuff like that. My cousin Teddy said, my cousin Teddy said I have to get my FOMO under control, fear of missing out. If you get caught up in that.
I love Teddy.
The social calendar that, do you remember the dearth of social activities that I had down in Florida where I was complaining about the fact that we did nothing, knew no one? That's kind of flipping up here where it's, Carlin now has to carry a calendar around she puts everything in her phone, and we literally, people are constantly checking dates about that. It's why I'm having my kid's birthday on a Wednesday. It's his regular birthday, but we're going to do it on a weekend, and we can't do that because it's just starting to get silly and jammed up. And it's not a bad thing to be, but
no.
I don't know. I'm not comfortable with either situation, but I do have that FOMO that, you know,
if I wasn't, no, I get it. There are people that were growing up, especially when there were large weddings, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I stopped getting invited to weddings when at least my little circle of friends from high school, when I missed one of their weddings for a punt, pass, and kick Heineken promotion. So,
when we're younger radio people, we all make those mistakes.
So those weddings.
You figured it out sooner than
I did. Those invitations stopped coming soon after, but I'll tell you that if anybody in this room was getting, I would feel the same way. I'm not a bigger person. That if right. Mike was invited and I was invited, I'd be like, that's kind of weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right?
It's awkward. So the bottom line is, nobody. Though, it's going to be, but it sounds like it's going to be a nice little event.
If they pull the lighting off.
And Mike, I have to tell you that Shannon.
How many gifts has Dirk purchased for you yet?
No, but I will be putting a registry up through the Mike O'Mara Show banner on Amazon.com.
Dirk, let me tell you this, Dirk. By the way, the Piney Knot sign that you sent me a couple of years ago has been installed over the kitchen table.
Oh, that's sweet.
I will probably put a picture up and show you where I put it. I put it up there, Dirk. You're a very, very, very nice
man.
Thoughtful
man.
I will say the two, my friend Michael Corleone from Phoenix, I called him. I said, hey, man, you know, we're getting married. I want to let you know that we're not having any friends.
Hey, man. But
if there is a bachelor party.
We're not having a big wedding.
Yes.
We're keeping it family and lighting.
Yes. And then two, Dominique was in here on Sunday doing his ESPN show, and he's like, hey, man, like, should we save? Should my wife and I save the date for the wedding? And I'm like,
that's
really awkward.
That is odd for him.
That's
a man that's not used to having that diss.
No.
That's for sure.
Well, you know what he is, Mike? Nobody. He is the included.
Right.
Yeah.
So listen, this is an idea I have that will remove. Yes, Ashley.
Oscar, you're such a butthead.
Why am I a butthead?
Because you're putting the registry for people to get you gifts on the show page, but you're not letting them come to the wedding.
Yeah, hello. That's the genius of it.
The genius of a registry.
Tony is here helping you with the wedding.
Yeah, but he's my consigliere. He's filtering out the people that don't belong. Things.
It's an honor. And
give
know this.
Him the option to say no.
The magic of a registry is that it's a wish list.
It's a wish list.
You're not telling anyone to do anything.
Xbox games on
there. Actually, this won't make you feel any better, but I'm just as thoughtless and selfish as Oscar on this subject. So
yeah, I think we all are.
He has my blessing with this. I will tell you, the only way to really make this perfect would be reverse gifts. Everyone that's not going to the wedding gets a gift from Oscar.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
You know what?
What value? Like $50?
Well, we could solve that if he is putting the registry up. Then go to Oscar's registry and pick out a gift for everybody that's going to be slighted. Chad, Rob, Mike, everybody gets a gift.
Todd,
and
I will include gifts that are, I guess, Mike-centric, Rob-centric.
Right. Imagine the fun we will have if you purchase. Dominic, by the way, I'm not letting you off the hook for Oscar because you have to get a gift for Oscar first. Okay, after that, if you are so inclined and you say, and Oscar comes in like 3 weeks before the wedding and says, so-and-so from Seattle sent us this beautiful blender. And, Mike, you might enjoy this wallet that someone got you, too, you know.
A beautiful wallet.
It'll be perfectly
this Velcro
acceptable.
Wallet.
That's it. That's wonderful.
Thank you, Mike, for letting
got
me
a solution.
Back. Appreciate
it.
My pleasure. Enjoy it. We will take a break, and we will come back with more fun and more thrills on The Mike O'Mara Show. After a hot, sunny day at the beach, there's nothing more refreshing than a tall, cold glass of the Mike O'Mara Show. Lightly carbonated, 100% natural, no added sugar, and a slight taste of ham. It's the Mike O'Mara Show on 97.1 The Wave, your beach station. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by 5-4 Club. Looking good doesn't need to cost a fortune. You know that. There is a solution. 5-4 Club is revolutionizing the way men shop. Each month, they send you a curated box of 2 to 3 items that are hand-picked to match the current season and your style. Yes. We've all gotten clothing from 5-4 Club. It's fantastic. I love my jeans. I love my shirts. They're fantastic.
Hoodie. Best hoodie ever I've ever gotten from them.
They've been helping men with fashion for over 15 years and shipped to over 100,000 men every month. Are you wearing your 5'4
yes.
stuff today?
5'4 is awesome because they send you clothes that fit.
Yes, they
yes.
do.
Yes.
Imagine, I've got Rob on one side, Oscar on the other side. Both perfect fits.
Yes.
Perfect
on
fits.
On 5'4 Club clothing. They know what they're doing. If you don't, that's okay. 5'4 Club will help you build your wardrobe 1 month at a time, which is important because when you look good, you feel good. That's a fact,
true.
Jack. You get $120 worth of the clothes for just $60 a month. Plus, you can pause or cancel anytime with no commitments. And as a 5'4 Club member, you'll also receive up to 50% off items in their online shop and access to exclusive members-only items, free shipping, and size exchanges, which is important when you're doing your online shopping. Go to 54club.com right now.
When?
Enter the promo code TMOS and they'll give you 50% off your first month's package plus a free pair of sunglasses. That's 50% off your first package at 54club, spelled FIVEFOURclub.com. Promo code TMOS. Don't forget that one. 54club.com, promo code TMOS.
Do it.
And we thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Well, I think I'm very, very happy for you and Shannon. And
thank you. She has her dress, Mike.
Really? You haven't seen it, though.
No, I haven't seen it.
That's good. That's bad luck, you know.
She has her dress and her veil.
So the call will go like this, Rob.
Okay.
This is the call. It will come sometime midsummer, and the call will be, Oscar, hey, how you doing? I wanted to give you an update. Everything looks good on this. We're going to do this. We're going to do this fun. Everything's looking fine. Okay. Hey, listen, one last thing.
One
I want to go on a month's honeymoon to the Azores, and I was wondering if that would be
Azores?
A
where are those?
I don't know.
I it's suffer just, from
I'm
those.
It up. I'm making it up. do you think you're going to go someplace
exotic
if you got that? You should go to Europe.
Paris is lovely.
There's a lot of turmoil in Europe right now.
Yeah, there
I don't
is.
Know if it's the best.
And you know what?
Visit.
He's kind of a king mixer. He might make things worse if he went over to Europe.
I know.
And
I know.
Do
That's
look
terrible.
Racially
it's
ambiguous.
Terrible. We live in that world, though. You know, hey, what a beautiful view of the Champs-Élysées. You know,
yeah.
I mean, it's a little tough.
The dollar would go further. I asked my brother, I said, look, man, that's really, I thought it was a little, I said, I don't know what to say. I'm speechless, right? Because again, if you're just joining
Very generous.
My brother for a wedding present, his wife and my brother are paying for the honeymoon anywhere in the world, they said, right? They said, don't even think about like, you know, dollars, just where do you want to go for a week, right? And we started thinking kind of like big, and then I started thinking, you know, I don't know if we want to go anywhere crazy. Like, we think we just want to go somewhere where there's a nice beach and we can relax.
Gatlinburg.
Right? Maybe the Grand Cayman Islands. I've never been
two
there.
Two words. Really. And this is simple and beautiful.
Exuma?
Lake Anna.
Oh, my God.
They have everything.
So much property.
The honeymoon.
Virginia is for lovers.
Yes.
43 miles of crystal clear shoreline.
Maybe we could stay at the lake house.
Sure. Lots of good stuff to do there.
And just, you know.
Have you ever been?
Bargain hunt.
Frederick, Maryland has the Keys, which is a AAA ball club.
Family Dollar honeymoon.
What do you have in the marriage, my brother?
Mike, do you know that Frederick just opened their first pot dispensary? Now, they don't have the pot yet, but they just physically opened.
I can't tell this story yet.
No.
I have to figure it out
and
before
Mike,
the way I address it. But
you
great.
Should also know that the Santanas have their first legal pot plant in their home.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah. Planted.
Like who's token? You're not a toker, are you?
No, I'm not a toker. Shannon, once in a while, she says for her ADD, we'll
get
involved.
She likes to partake?
Sure.
She doesn't toke as much as talk about vaping. She doesn't have a vape pen or anything like that.
Yeah.
But when friends of hers that are also unemployed / yoga instructors come over,
right.
I notice that they are doing
can't
something.
Can't imagine.
Fun.
Yes,
fun.
Yes.
Can't imagine
by the way,
yoga instructor taking pot.
While we're on the subject, hey, enjoy the Twitch meet and greet out of Jimmy's. I hope. Speaking of potheads, I hope he shows up. Hope
Mike,
he shows up, Twitch.
Mike,
really do.
I saw his little plant.
Rainbow popsicles.
It was gifted to us by another legal DC resident, right? And I said, Shannon.
No, it's legal up here now to grow it.
Is it?
Whoa.
Yeah. Wow.
And you've got land.
Yeah, you do.
I have a postage stamp.
Mm.
I am so conflicted right now because I have the greatest pot story to tell
just
you right
tell
now.
Just tell it.
You can't grow
right,
more than
here
six
it is.
Plants.
Wait, wait, I know
I'm not going to give. I'm
Settle
not going to give any
Relax.
Specifics, but there are a lot of roadside places to buy different things, so I can't
like,
be specific
what
about
your
what
chairs,
you buy.
Blueberries, all the great stuff up there.
Just no, we're not going to give any specifics.
Sure,
okay.
No specifics.
But a lot of people have roadside stuff. And so there's a particular product that we enjoy that's edible that we like, and it's not. And we go back, and there's a sign that directs you to where you pick it up, and the sign directs you, and we go behind this house, and I saw what appeared to be a forest of marijuana.
Wow,
Mike, it's a cash crop.
Yeah,
you think you make money selling
tomatoes?
Yeah. The signs for the other product pointed to this. Area.
What is the other product in quotation marks?
But if you were growing that, like if you were trying to hide it, I guess you don't have to hide it.
You don't have to hide it. And it's funny because we had a neighbor stop by over the 4th of July weekend and they're like, can I get one of those? And I was like, you want one of these? And by the way, we can't grow ivy in my backyard, let alone a pot plant. So that thing's going to die soon.
There were probably 30 plants.
That's
and
a lot.
And they were all like, they looked like small Christmas trees.
Oh my God.
It was pretty significant.
Adrian has such a rager right now, he's lightheaded. Right.
Good thing I'm wearing pants.
My guy's as tall as a Yankee candle. That's small it is.
Can you
right?
bring it in? Can you bring it in and show it for show and tell? I'd like to see it.
It's planted.
Oh, it's in the ground.
It's in the ground. I'll rip it out though.
No, you don't have to rip it. Take a picture of it.
Shannon and I were like, when I first, I was like, I don't know, Shannon. Like, I don't need our neighbors looking over the fence and being like, oh, these potheads. And then she said, it's just a plant. The odds of it growing are probably 50-50, right?
Would you say, is she regular, semi-regular, or
occasional?
Chronic?
Oh, I would say... I don't even think she's regular or semi-regular. I think she just likes the idea of growing up on a pot plant in the backyard.
Right.
Like, now, I am
like
such
like
a...
she doesn't have any in the house, and she doesn't like have a vape pen or whatever they're called, or what is it?
Vape.
No, but they're like pot vape pens. Yeah, right? Is that what they are?
Yeah.
Okay. This is how much of a square I've become, Mike. But she doesn't have enough. She doesn't even have it at the house. But when her friends, I think she wants like as a conversation piece.
I am such a noob. I need to ask. Can you like if a pot plant is growing in your yard? Can you like go pick a leaf off it and smoke it and get high and it stays alive? How does it work?
Yeah, you're destroying your little fake bit.
Well, no, what I do, Mike, is I've never grown it. I buy it from my dealer. There's a gentleman. Okay, a lot of people don't know this, but in Leesburg, it's at the corner of Plaza and 7. And there's a guy there, and he's a pusher, is what we call him. And I go, and I give him money, and he gives me it's a bag, like a Ziploc bag. It's off-brand.
Right. With pot in it.
There, in it is grass. And it's marijuana. Grass. And I take it home, and I put it
in. You don't pass on grass. You like
No, I enjoy smoking marijuana, cigarettes, because it makes me high. And I'll go home, and there's a bowl on top. It's a cereal bowl. And I put it on top of the fridge up high so the kids can't get it. And occasionally, if I want to impair my sense of well-being, I will get some marijuana grass and put it in what I call a rolling paper. And I roll it up and I lick it to seal it. And then I use a match to make fire.
But you don't know how it's processed, do you?
No, that's not me. Mike, I couldn't make you a box of Fruit Loops.
I don't know either. I actually I told Shannon that.
But man, I love marijuana.
I said the instructions say it needs sunshine. So we put it on the roof for like 2 weeks. Right?
By the cat condo?
Yes. And then
it's a legitimate question, though. Can you walk over to a plant, pick off a leaf, and light it?
I think there is a process. I did not know. I had to look it up on the internet.
Why are we asking these questions
when
we've got Ashley?
And the interns are like dying to talk.
Adrian, would you like to weigh in on this? On how you process a pot plant?
Yeah, I'd love to share my expertise on the subject. You cannot just pick off a leaf from the marijuana plant and smoke and get high off of it because there's not enough THC inside of that.
Great sand.
The THC is concentrated in the flower buds, in the buds of the flower.
The buds.
So to get the buds, though, you have to pollinate the flower. So you have to get a male plant and a female plant.
You need two plants. You know what? It's the same with many things. It squashes the same way.
You just like rub them together.
So the leaves, those palm tree-like leaves on a marijuana plant, do not have the THC in them. It's the buds. It's the flower that has.
Correct. Now you can. I mean, it does have a little bit of THC in it. So, you
but not enough.
Exactly. So you could gather all the leaves, maybe make a tea out of it, and maybe get high off of that.
I'm going to ask my pusher about that.
Yeah.
What about the stems and seeds?
Same thing. Great question. Very low THC content, but still, if you get enough of them and make a tea out of it, you couldn't get high off of it.
They always have an answer, don't they?
That's Ashley, the smartest thing he's ever said on the show.
Yeah, he's every part.
There's an exception to this rule. My daddy has a caretaker's license because my mama has a medical marijuana license.
Isn't it great when occasionally a little of her Southern comes out? My daddy.
Yeah, that's the Colorado.
Yeah.
My daddy. My daddy says.
My daddy's daddy.
My daddy's but daddy's daddy.
You can, and he's crazy about it. He grew like 12 plants, which he wasn't supposed to do, but that's okay. Yeah. But it was all in our basement. And you can take it off the plant then if you have a caretaker's license.
That has got a caretaker's license.
To smoke reefer.
Reefer!
Reefer madness. All our interns smoke lots of reefer. They know all about the buds and the stems and the seeds and the stems and the seeds and the buds and the leaves and the leaves and the leaves and the sun and the grow and the grow and the grow and the sun.
Right. I'll keep you updated.
That's Mike O'Mara's new song called 12 Plants in the Basement.
So I need plants in the basement. I need two plants.
Can I finish what happened?
Oh, please,
so
yes.
We go back. Let's say for the sake of argument, it's blueberry pie, right? Say it's
nice.
A pie shop. We go to the back around back, and suddenly I look at this, and the guy is already running back. And go, no, we're out front. We're out front.
Come Don't go back there. Don't go back there.
But it wasn't like that. It wasn't that urgent, to be honest with you. But I'm looking at this. I'm like, and I say, Carla's next to me. We get the little guy in the back, and I'm like, Jesus Christ, look at the backyard. And we were kind of like saying, and then I realized that it's legal and people are doing that now. Yeah. And that's the way
Without
it rolls.
Without being specific, pies. Is this a place that you and I have been to together?
No.
It's not that place.
You wouldn't know where this place was.
Was it Ruth and Wimpy's? He's got a bunch of weed
Stop.
Down there.
I want another lobster.
I may ask, we've got a good relationship, depending on the, I may ask some questions and
you
find
should.
Out what's
Mike,
going on.
Mike, find out curious. Which one is the stickiest of the ickiest.
I'm curious.
Or vice versa.
Curious. We'll take a break, come back with news you may not need right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Summertime, fun time, vacation time. As you traverse the highways and byways of America with the family, convalesce from hip surgery, or toil long hours slaying the dragon, you'll need a few laughs. That's where a TMOS bonus package comes in handy. It's an extra hour of hilarity and hijinks that will keep you cackling through the dog days of summer. Try a month's subscription to test the waters or buy a whole year. Your support keeps the funny train chugging and keeps you in. Duh. No. Do your part and become a proud 2%er. Get your bonus show subscription today.
Makes a great Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Amazon. Listen up, everybody. Today is Amazon Prime Day.
Huge.
The biggest day of the year for Amazon deals. Everyone and their sister will be getting great deals on Amazon, and that's great. But while you're shopping, remember to access Amazon through our website or our app. Please, that one little click is ultra important. Shopping at Amazon.com this way, it changes nothing for you, but it means the world to us, ladies and gentlemen. And it's a mighty little engine, and you are the gasoline. Yes, Oscar.
Mike,
yes.
If you're listening right now and you're live, you get a big bonus because I just ordered a Prime Day deal, Roomba.
Hey, look at that.
That was 33% off. I don't need it because I don't have the square footage for one, but I sent one to my sister who just got a new home as a housewarming present, and I got it through Prime Day, through our banner on the Michael Myers Show.
Vacuum machine.
Yes.
I bought a new camp chair because the one that I already had looks like a wheelchair. So that's why I got it. When you shop Amazon, please access it via TMOS, use the app, or go through our website. Now, go spend money, and we thank you in advance.
News!
Prime Day.
There is a really weird Facebook post going viral, and we'd love if you didn't fall for it. Now, I'm not going to out the person that sent me the private message about this person, but people are sharing a message that you shouldn't accept a friend request from someone named Jaden K. Smith. This is all over Facebook, because if you do, he's a hacker who will take over your Facebook profile, and of course, it's not true, and of course, we are rubes.
Yeah.
And idiots will, without any thought or any vetting whatsoever. Just immediately go to the world and say, you better not do this because someone told me not to. It stuns me that we are not just a little bit more savvy at this point in time. I don't think you have to be technologically savvy to be social media savvy, but now, people aren't. People are idiots.
I agree, Mike. And for example, just I would say 2 months ago, I sent a link to a friend, and he's like, these webcams are not free. And I said, right. What do you mean? He goes, because it was one of those sex webcam sites.
Right, right.
I said, hey, man, here's some free cams. And he sent it over.
I do find myself blocking and unfriending a lot more people nowadays that are sharing like business stuff that that really just gets kind of crazy. A lot of spam out there. More spam than I've ever noticed before. Rob had a great response to a Rube on Facebook. Somebody put it was some celebrity death, Rob, that was like from 2014.
Oh, yeah. I hate those.
And it's just people are so stupid that they don't even take the time. I probably made the mistake. I've been that stupid myself.
Pony.
Where they put it up there and they, you know, they don't think. Nobody thinks. Nobody researches.
Can friending someone allow them to hack you?
No, but answering a message could if there's a browser vulnerability.
Yeah, and, and also if you click through any of these, sometimes they're just nefarious deals. Yeah. That'll give them access.
Well, I have
an
answer for you. There's no Jaden K. Smith, and a hacker couldn't take over your profile just by becoming friends with you.
Okay.
But here's the good news for Will Smith's son, Jaden. For at least one day, he's only the world's second most annoying Jaden Smith. So that's there you go. That's a little thing for Jaden. 19 now, I believe. Okay, this is big, people. We need to stop what we're doing and figure out where to go from here because the voice of Kermit the Frog has left the Muppets.
Oh, no.
Either he left or was fired. It's not clear, but a Muppet fan site found out straight from the Henson Company that Steve Whitmire is gone. Whitmire has been the voice of Kermit since Jim Henson died in 1990. His other characters include Rizzo the Rat, Statler, Beaker, and Ernie from Sesame Street.
Oh, no, yeah, you see, Beaker.
I think the deal is that this guy Whitmire must have had a real similar vocal quality to Henson because those are all Henson's characters from way back.
That's my Beaker.
There's no word what will happen to the other characters, but Kermit is being taken over by Matt Vogel. He did the voice of Constantine the Evil Frog, who impersonates Kermit in the 2014 movie Muppets Most Wanted. So big, big scandal
I hate when like the understudy always rolls in and takes over.
Yeah, that's the voiceover world right there. You know, it's like, I'll do it. Thank you. Thank you. Well, what about the guy and his family, his life? I'll do it. What?
I'll take it.
I'll do
I'm
it.
Cheaper. What?
I'll take it. I
I'll
got it.
It.
Thank you.
I got it.
Chris Christie's approval rating hit 15% recently, so maybe it wasn't a good idea to guest host a sports talk radio show on The Fan in New York City yesterday. But he did it anyway, and the results were as expected. He's a dope.
You know,
I thought he was so together way back when. I thought he was the heir apparent. I thought he was going
to
run, and you were Rod. I have to apologize because he was fat.
I have to apologize to everyone within the sound of my voice because I had this whole thing figured out. He was going to lose weight. He was going to announce his candidacy, and he was going to become president. All he's done is screw up and stay fat. Yeah,
Because he got a call yesterday when he was doing this radio show. First of all, what's he doing a regular radio show? I mean, that's the land of uncensored.
The governor.
He got a call from a guy named Mike who said, quote, next time you want to sit on a beach that is closed to the entire world except you, you put your fat ass in a car and go to one that's open to all of your constituents. So he's on the Fan in New York.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the most pointed, nasty fan base of people that'll call a radio show. Christie responded by calling the guy a communist.
Jesus!
You can't make it up. You called him a communist and a bum, and then he hung up on him.
What is it, 1960? You communist bums?
He noted that the caller was from Montclair, which, quote, leans leftward. That's what he said. Okay, Chris. And that it was one of two counties in the state that didn't vote for him in 2013.
I think,
wow.
Montclair and Upper Montclair are very moneyed, and I think that he'd piss them off.
I bet.
It's pretty funny.
You know what? Good call screening. at the fan.
Yeah. Great job. The Baywatch movie flopped in the U.S., but it's been a hit in Germany, and that's because David Hasselhoff, who's a god, he's a god in his ancestral homeland.
Yes.
The Hoff is only a brief cameo, but that's good enough for the Germans, who have an unquenchable thirst for anything Hasselhoff-related ever since he almost single-handedly brought down the Berlin Wall. Sure. Baywatch has made a whopping $16 million in Germany, more than in any foreign country. It was bigger there than the Transformers movie, The Mummy, and Wonder Woman. Paramount probably saw this opportunity coming because they sent Hasselhoff, the Hoff, to Berlin to the premiere last month.
Smart.
Go, they said, Hasselhoff. Hey, David Hasselhoff, you want to go to the premiere? He said, nope.
I love it. You'd almost rather ride on the outside of a plane than be stuck in a middle seat between two strangers. So this is a tough question. If someone in the middle seat asked you to switch with you so they could sit next to their friend, would you do it? According to a new survey, a very generous 45% of us would say yes. Another 35% say they'd move it as long as they didn't have to sit in the middle between two people. 11% would only move if they got an aisle seat, and 5% would do it for a window seat. Just 1% said they'd give a hard no and wouldn't move for any reason. I think it's always fluid. That's the way I look at it.
Yeah.
Depending on the circumstances.
And
but
the
still,
presentation of
how,
the person.
How attractive she is.
Mm,
right.
Or he.
Middle seat is still a tough pull for somebody like Rob and me, you know, to grab that one. The survey also asked, what do you do if someone cut in line in front of you while you were boarding? Obviously, you're all getting on the same plane, but you've also got to think about overhead bin space, so it matters. Well, somebody's rude and cuts in front, I'm going to say something. 57% say they'd ignore it, though. So I guess I'm not in the majority here. Or they wouldn't care. 35% said they confront the person about it. That's me. And 8% would tell a staff member. That's the candy-ass group.
You know what I did once at a bank? A bank was getting close to closing, and there was a long, slow line, and there was a guy making a big deal of how he was in the back of the line, making loud, probably fake calls, saying, I don't know when I'm going to get out of here. I finally went back to him and said, would you like my place in line? Because obviously your time is so important. I'll switch with you. And he was flabbergasted. And then he took my spot.
A random act of kindness is a good thing. So I think that's very cool. And now a little something, something. A Russian man who owned a giant crocodile has been arrested after he took it. This is true. It's a Russian dude, owns a crocodile, takes it to the beach for a walk, and gets arrested.
What?
The reptile was kept on a leash like a dog. As he walked it, I saw the video. He walked it in shallow water on a Russian beach. He was spotted walking the beast right on the same beach where kids were playing. Nobody seemed all that freaked out by the croc, but in the video, you do see one kid running away, and she looks like she's terrified.
Sure.
The owner was promptly arrested after the video went viral, and his identity has not been revealed. When asked what he was doing on the beach, the man said he was going to a meeting with Donald Trump Jr. Thank you. Thank you very much. We will take a short break and come back with the tiny little sounds that are growing just like a marijuana plant.
Turns out you need male sounds and female sounds. I didn't know that.
To make the flower.
Exactly, Mike.
That you can smoke. We'll be right back on the Mike O'Barry Show. The other woman.
Have you had trouble breathing after laughing from Mike's impressions? Do you have questions about Oscar's legal status? Have you been injured as a result of tripping over Rob's little sounds? Call into the law offices of O'Mara, Spiewak, and Santana. You can call the show at 9 a.m. every Wednesday at 888-920-6673. The offices of O'Mara, Spiewak, and Santana. Legal advice that we're not legally certified to give.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. If you're hiring, you know the biggest challenge in running a business can be finding the best talent. Yes. Great talent equals success, so trust the best. ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter posts your job to 100-plus job sites with just one click. Then their powerful technology matches the right people to your job better than anyone else. Rob, what was the impression I was doing yesterday that
Zelig.
The new one that you, what was
the
that?
The Zelig impression.
All right. Then that powerful technology matches the right people to your job better than anyone else. That's why ZipRecruiter is different. Unlike other job sites, ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you like Zelig. It finds them. In fact, over 80% of jobs... I don't know why I wanted to do Zelig during this commercial.
I love it.
Over 80% of jobs posted on ZipRecruiter get a qualified candidate in just 24 hours. No juggling emails or phone calls. Simply screen, rate, and manage candidates all in one place. He is tired. He is Zelig. With ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use dashboard. Anyway, this has nothing to do with ZipRecruiter. This has everything to do with getting the right employee for your business. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by businesses of all sizes to find the most qualified job candidate with immediate results. Right now, our listeners can post jobs on ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. That's ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. Remember, to try it for free, just go to ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. And without further ado, oh, close that again so I can turn it up louder and play it loud.
Nice.
Thank you very much. And now it's time for the Audio Vault with Mr. Rob Spiewak.
Question, Mike, was the absence of Chris Berman enough to make up for the fact that the Home Run Derby was won by a New York Yankee? You must be conflicted.
Aaron Judge is a superstar, and
amazing performance.
I will tell you, as a Red Sox fan, he's got the swagger where we Red Sox fans can hate the guy, and anything that contributes to this rivalry being more significant, the more the merrier. I like having the Yankees good. I like having the Red Sox good. I want the rivalry back, ladies and gentlemen. So, and not having Chris Berman there, I led with that today with my show prep. I'm thrilled that he's not there. He was horrible.
Yeah.
He was horrible. It was not
worse at the end than at the beginning.
Sure.
He got so bad.
It was this rambling. First of all, they've sped up the entire event.
Mm.
It's much more fun, and I think that they're getting smart about it. It was, in the middle years of it, it was a broadcaster's f-a-thon.
Yep.
All they wanted to do was hear themselves talk and ignore the action that was happening.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, watching a prodigious home run is something special. And they wrecked it for a lot of years. And now I think they've got it back on track. And the fact that it's missing the bloviating Chris Berman, who really, I think Chris Berman's a good sportscaster. I hated him on the Home Run Derby.
Okay.
I didn't like the way he did the broadcast.
Well, last night, this guy, Aaron Judge, was hitting some shots that were like in excess of 500 feet.
Oh, yeah.
And they looked like they were Hollywood special effects with the speed they took off. Here's Aaron Judge winning last night.
There it is, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, drop the bat.
Aaron Judge, your 2017 Home Run Derby champion.
Like a video game.
So is the game tonight? The All-Star game is tonight.
I think it is.
Will you watch it? Will you check in on it?
I'm not sure, Rob. I'm not really sure whether I'm into it. It's just kind of a... Now they're not playing for home field advantage anymore. So, you know, it's very interesting. I'm not sure. I'm not sure whether I'll watch it.
Is there anything cleaner or more sanitary, to your knowledge, than a McDonald's playground?
Jump in the balls, kids.
Well,
jump in the balls. Get your rotavirus.
Today's story takes us to New Hampshire, and it's not the balls, Mike. It's a sliding board, and it's a tube sliding board. You know where you go down, and it's covered. And this kid, his name was Gabriel. He went after a kid that had a dirty diaper, and left a lot of results behind.
Oh no!
Here's the problem that Mama and Gabriel had at the New Hampshire McDonald's.
I was still eating. The next thing I knew, he came out and just stated that there was poop all inside of the slide. And when he went down, he was absolutely covered in the poop.
It was because he went down the slide first, and then I couldn't stop.
Ugh.
And it went all over me.
I naturally went over to the counter and said, "Are you going to give me any paper towels or anything to help clean my son off?" And they were laughing, arguing about who should clean it up. All of the staff, yes. I was at that point just using my bare hands, and fortunately one of his socks did not have poop on it, so I was using his left sock to try to scrape it off of his skin.
Oh.
I'm sure employees go to the bathroom. There's no soap. How are you washing your hands?
That's a valid
what
thought.
Why is this news? Accidents happen. The kid slid into first and felt something burst diarrhea.
Exactly.
Oh, my God. You know who's responsible for it?
Who's that?
Zelig. He is sued for bigamy, adultery, automobile accidents, plagiarism, household damages, negligence, property damages, and performing unnecessary dental extraction. He is Leonard Zelig.
Dental extraction.
He is Leonard Zelig, and he's pooping in the McDonald's.
I want to remind everyone that's in New Hampshire, look for those new chili cheese fries.
Oh, God, that is so nasty.
I'm sorry, bacon cheese fries.
Bacon, yeah, they don't have chili. Chili would make it worse.
Good morning, America. You know, a lot of times we give the Today Show grief for being light and fluff and all that, you know, the real Leonard Zelig.
He is Zelig. He is Zelig, and he is at the McDonald's.
All the puff pieces. Well, Good Morning America at least is sticking to their news roots when yesterday they spoke to Black China about Rob Kardashian posting the nudie pics. Yes.
I was devastated.
Devastated.
Of course. I'm like, how could somebody like post these pictures of me? And I'm like, wow, okay.
Yep.
Like, this
words.
Is a person that I trusted. Right. I just
vocabulary.
Felt
betrayed?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, betrayed.
A betrayed.
I didn't like none of the photos. I actually have Robert.
I didn't like none
she
of the photos.
She was cheating on him.
That's right. Hold on. Let her finish. This is a classy lady.
Kardashian blocked from my Instagram. Mm. The moral of the story is like, he doesn't respect me. So if you can't respect me, you have to respect the law.
That's right.
I mean, that's true. Revenge porn, you just can't do that.
So he came out to me and said, like, ooh. And I said, like, mmm. And then he went, mmm. And then I went, click.
She hasn't seen him since the Instagram blocking. The last time she saw him was at the McDonald's playground. He was in New Hampshire. He was in the balls.
Shoulder deep in the balls.
Let's close this. I like that David Letterman is still popping up occasionally on his terms, even though he's not on TV anymore. They posted a video on Funny or Die about global warming, and it was Letterman talking to Al Franken and Letterman being Letterman. We'll close with this. I like Letterman.
It's so important for the people that are watching this.
Yeah.
They get involved because they have kids.
Well,
let's
talk about that. What can a person do? I told you what I do, and I drive around in my electric car, and people look at me like I'm the ice cream man.
Everyone loves the ice cream man. Does your electric car have a little thing goes?
See, that's the mistake. I did get that.
That's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Tuesday, everybody.
That is awesome. That's it, people. Another Mike O'Mara show has come and gone. Thanks for joining us for another episode. Don't forget to update our brand new app today and unlock the 24/7 live TMOS stream. All messages for our weekly mailbag can be sent to Rob with two B's at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Our mailing address, TMOS Box 32101, Washington, D.C., 20007. Thanks for listening and join us again for the best part of your day, the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody.
Like the legend of the Phoenix, all ends with beginnings. What keeps the planet spinning?
One last thing. Please remember that MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.